My name is Mark McCulloch. My wife Chelsea and I own a home and a maple sugar business in Stratford, New Hampshire. We have lived there for the past 26 years and plan on living there for the rest of our lives. But the last 3 years have been a living hell! Not only for us, but for 32 connected towns and 99% of their voting communities. Why, may you ask? Because Northeast Utilities from Connecticut, parent company of PS&H, their greedy Canadian partner, Hydro-Québec, and their very misleading, environmentally and socially destructive project called the Northern Pass. This project had a primary route with no existing right-of-way that was going to split our property in two and destroy 40-plus miles of our neighbor's properties to the north and another 140 miles to the south, including the White Mountain National Forest. Northern Pass learned quickly that they had a fight on their hands and one that money was not going to easily resolve. So they sent 11 hired lobbyists to our state's capital and seven more to Washington, D.C. to influence our politicians to not allow our state's eminent domain law to be changed by thousands of concerned New Hampshire citizens opposed to this project. I stand here today and say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Representative Larry Rappaport, and all the New Hampshire elected officials for submitting and supporting the principal beliefs of House Bill 648 against eminent domain as it pertains to this kind of private, for-profit-based project. You will go down in political history as New Hampshire's heroes. The Northern Pass route has now changed because of your efforts and is no longer directly affecting our home or land. I do believe in our state's motto, live free or die, and as a very last resort, I thought I might have to sacrifice everything for everything my wife and I have worked so hard for. I'm so glad it did not come to this. Now let's protect the rest of New Hampshire. There are two documentaries on DVD that every single person in New England should watch. They are called Seeking the Current by some Canadian friends opposed to Hydro-Québec and Northern Trespass, produced by some very dear friends of thousands of people opposed to this project. Their names are Jan Marble and Michelle Vaughn, and would you please stand up? These two women worked for 2.5 years on this with full-time jobs, no vacations, and sacrificed more than we can imagine in order to educate New Hampshire about this destructive project. I would like to say, now would every other person who is opposed to this project tonight please proudly stand with them? Come on, stand up. I would like to say, based on all the folks wearing orange tonight and watching both of these DVDs, it is quite clear that it is time for Northern Pass LLC to go home. There are many greener energy alternatives than Northern Pass that I would like to discuss, but my three DOE minutes are gone. Thank you.